First item is 2024-05 River's Edge.
All right, so ultimately, I think we need to have some conversation around this one. When I think we need a firm interconnectivity plan that makes sense given the parcel. I'm concerned that the buffer averaging is really not delivering on the intent of the county requirements, and that we need to see better protection of the wetlands. I think, you know, if they were to address the buffer averaging in the right way, there's probably three lots that look like they may be eliminated out of the plan potentially. And then I would love to have input from DLDOT around their comprehensive plans for the road and bridge conditions in that area and what that's going to look like in the future, because I am concerned about the capacity of that road to safely carry the citizens that will be newly moving to Sussex County and all the developments that are coming. That's something that we could request from DLDOT and get it on the record.
So there's a couple ways to do that. You know, we have information from DLDOT already in the record, so there's that. The other would be to reopen the record to get that information from DLDOT. That specific question, you know, I guess the other option would be, and I hadn't really thought about these till, you know, just now since you raised them, the other option would be to grant preliminary site plan approval, and I don't know what the specific wording would be, but make final conditioned on that additional information, as well as, you know, having DLDOT make sure that the bridge and road can handle it, and maybe requiring additional road improvements. I'm not suggesting that's what it would be.
Yeah,
you know, just off the top of my head.
So I think I don't know about, you know, where are my fellow commissioners on this one? What do we think?
I'm fine with going back and seeing, you know, what DLDOT has, or open up the record to see, you know, or asking them for that certain information. Now, you said something about the wetlands. What was that?
So there's a buffer averaging that they used, and I think that that diminishes some of the protections of wetlands that the reality is Sussex County doesn't have proactive enforcement of these buffers, right? It's all dependent on complaints from residents. And if you have a lot of people who are buying adjacent to wetlands and enjoying the benefits of being adjacent to those wetlands, they may not have an incentive to necessarily let us know about encroachments into the buffers. That doesn't mean that those are bad people per se. In fact, I'm sure many of them wouldn't even realize that they were doing it. We could require signs that would clearly delineate where protections exist, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's going to abide by those. So I would, you know, the stronger we can protect those wetland areas that are sensitive, I think the better off we'll all be. And I am concerned about, you know, the ability to basically enforce conditions of approval around some of those protections if there are many people who are enjoying the benefits of being against those buffers.
And I think also, just for some of our newer members, there's resource buffers, there's Zone A and Zone B, and Zone A is the zone nearest to the resource, and Zone B is the zone, you know, I guess next to Zone A that's away from the resource. And you can do buffer averaging on Zone B, and what was proposed on this project was that there be buffer averaging to eliminate the Zone B or reduce it in the areas of a couple lots and put it on other locations, you know, which the Zone B is supposed to be an additional, I mean, it's a resource buffer, but it's also somewhat of a buffer from the buffer,
right.
You know?
Yes.
So if you lose that through averaging, you know, it then it goes to what Mr. Collins was saying.
Yeah, and I think we've seen that with some developments that the county's seen developed recently.
And we have at times required that some of the lots be eliminated. There was discussion during
yes.
the hearing that you had brought up with some of the lots.
And you know, speaking in favor of the applicant's proposal for a moment, they are protecting a fairly sizable piece of land on the other side of the creek. So that I think is beneficial. And I don't want to ignore that is something that's being offered that is positive for wildlife and
yep.
and for environmental
appreciate
reasons.
That.
Yep. Okay, so my motion is to reopen the record to explicitly receive input from Del Dot around what the plan is for the entirety of Round Pole Bridge Road, right? So that we, when we make our decision, understand what the new citizens who are coming to Sussex County, should this be developed in addition to other developments that have been, other applications that have been approved and maybe constructed right now or being constructed right now, so that we can ensure that there's safety.
I'm gonna make a request and a suggestion that instead of that specific request that we defer today, and that it, because what I don't want to do is put Del Dot in a position of not knowing what exactly we're asking, so that they, because Del Dot's very data specific and detail oriented, and you know, I want to make sure it's a very specific question. So if we defer working, Mr. Collins, with you and staff, we can come up with that specific question to ask them. And I think that'll save everybody time rather than a whole lot of back and forth.
Yeah. And in fairness to the applicant as well.
Agreed.
Not leaving it.
And I don't mean to derail that. I just think it'll be, it may be more efficient for everybody.
Okay. So, Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on 2024-05, Rivers Edge.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded to defer action on 2024-05, Rivers Edge. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Collins.